Of Ches Amid Beis, four lines down from the top. We saw in the Mishnah Chomer Ba'Allah that in the case of Halah, if two people join together to do the Halah, holding on as it were jointly to an Aver, they're Chayav, they're both Chayav, whereas in the case of Shechita, again everything is Bachutz, if they both hold on to the Sakin and they implement the Shechita together, the Pturim. The Braisa now wants to clarify the source for the din that if two people are male b'chutz together as one partnership, they're chayav. V'atan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. In the parash of Halah b'chutz, it says, Ish, Ish, mi beis Yisrael. And there's an extra word, Ish. Matan lomar, l'rabos, shnayim she'ochsu b'ever v'helu, Shechayov. So the two ishes here indicate a what we call in modern Hebrew a shituf pula. There's a partnership here of the two of them together, and they're both chayav. And this is derived from the ribui of ish. Now, for this purpose, we need a pasuk to establish that there's a chiv for shnayim shehelu b'chutz, sheyochol. I would have said the exact opposite. So now the Bryce is justifying why I need the extra word ish. What was the hava mina that in this case the two of them together would be potter? Valodinu. Let's derive a kal v'chomer. Ma shochet, in the case of shochet, where the Torah is more machmir, because even if he shechts it b'chutz l'shem hejot, frachilus hejot, the Torah says that he's chayv, and yet the Torah is mekil in shnayim shochzu b'sakin v'shochto. Pturim, and the Gemara earlier on Omer Aleph had darshan this from the pasuk ahu, v'nichras ahu, is hamaila lehejo chepatur, in the case of Allah, where the Torah is even more mekil, and therefore if he was mal l'shem hejot, he's patur, as opposed to shchita l'shem hejot, where he's chayav, zeinu din, how much more so sheshnayim she'ochzu pturim, if shnayim she'ochzu in shchita, where the Torah is so machmir, and he's chayav l'shem hejot, and yet the Torah was mekil and patered up the case of Shnayim. So certainly in Shnayim, in Halah, where the Torah is more, the Torah in general is more mekil, because the Torah says you're not chayv l'shem hejot in Halah, is for sure if they did the Halah together as two, they should be potur tamal lomer. Now we need ish to be marbe that Shnayim in the case of Halah or chayv divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even in the parasha of Halah, it says, V'nichras ha'ish ha'hu mei amov, and ha'hu is echad v'lo shnayim. According to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to use the word ha'hu as a miut to exclude shnayim. Im kein ma tamalom ish ish. So Rabbi Yossi, who now holds that Shnayim, in the case of Allah, a potur, what does he do with Ish Ish? Obviously, it's not being Marbe Shnayim, as we saw in Rav Shimon. And the Braisa answers, Dibra Torah Kaloshim Minei Adam, that we're not going to dash in the extra word Ish as if it were a superfluous word for a ribui, for a miut, but rather we're going to assume that's the general spoken way. The Gemara clarifies now, Rab Shimon, who holds that Shnayim Shehelu Ever Echad Chayovim, and the Pasuk Ahu, which Rab Yossi used to exclude Shnayim and patter them up, is what Hayahu, what is Rab Shimon going to do with Ahu? Is Miboile Lemuute Shogeg Anus Mute. So the word ahu is a mute, but not to be mamayit shnayim, because according to Rav Shneim and Shai Machayev, but rather to be mamayit a case where he does the halah b'chutz, but he doesn't have it for the right kavanah of halah b'chutz. He doesn't even realize that there is such an avera. And that's in the case of anus. Or in the case of shoge, he may have forgotten that there's such an avera of chutz. So the Gemara now asks Rabbi Yossi, how is he going to learn the p'tur of shogeg, anus, or mute? After all, he doesn't use the hahu for that mute. Rabbi Yossi used hahu for the mute of echad shehela velo shnayim. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yossi is going to derive the p'tur of shogeg anus umute me'ahu hahu, because it says not only hu, but it also says hahu. So we sort of split it into two. We darshan hu and hahu. So one hu is going to exclude shnayim, and the other hahu is going to exclude shogeg anus umute. Rav Shimon, why does he need the extra hey? After all, according to Rav Shimon, in the case of Shnayim, in Halah, the Chayav. No, I'm sorry. Did I get that right? Yeah. What are we talking about? Rav Shimon, correct? And Rav Shimon says that Shnayim Shalwev Recha Bachutz Chayav. Oh. So he used Hahu to exclude Shogeg on the Subbutta, but what is he going to do with the extra hay? And the answer is ahu ahu lo darsh. Rav Shimon has a shita that when the Torah adds an extra hey, it's not for drasha purposes, but that's the derech haTorah. That's where how the Torah expresses itself. The Gemara now asks Akasha, Rabbi Yossi midahai ish ish. According to Rabbi Yossi, that the double language ish ish in the parasha of Halah b'chutz is not to be darsh, and that's already dibra Torah. Kiloshim bnei Adam is ahu ish ish. Nami dibri Torah kiloshim bnei Adam. Why not be consistent to the same extent? You don't darshan ahu ahu because that's considered. Just backtrack a minute. For the case of halo, we said in Rabbi Yossi that shnayim shehelu pturim according to Rabbi Yossi. And why? Because hahu comes to exclude v'lo shnayim. And therefore, ish ish, which seems to include shnayim, and certainly that's Rav Shimon's drasha, is Rav Yossi applies the principle of dibra Torah k'loshim bnei Adam. But now we have a problem, because the ish ish appears twice. It appears once in the parasha of Halah, and it appears again in the parasha of Shechita. Now, in the parasha of Shechita, we establish that the extra ish is coming to teach you that even though the Shechita was l'shem hejot, you still chayav. But now, if Rabbi Yossi is unwilling to darshan ish ish in the parasha of Halah, because he holds, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's echad v'lo shnayim, and therefore ish ish is dibra Torah k'losh b'nei Adam in the case of Shechita, where the Torah again has the parasha of ish ish, then we should say dibra Torah k'losh b'nei Adam. What's the difference between this ish ish and that ish ish? And therefore, we're going to come to the conclusion v'yela shochet lehejot minoli v'chayav. If we don't have the ribuy of ish, how are we going to derive, as the Mishnah mentioned, the halacha that shochet b'chutz lehejot is chayav? And Gemara answers, nafkale, he derives it min dom yechoshev le'ish ahu dom shafach. And the case here of shechita, and it says la'ish, La ish means if he shechted it, l'shem ish, and he's chayav. The Mishnah established that Hela v'chazar v'hela, he's chayav according to Rav Shimon on each Hala, on the same Zevach, meaning he takes apart the body of the Zevach piecemeal, and he constantly is mala them, each one with a kizayis, and he's chayav for each one. Rav Yossi says he's only chayav one for all these various halos. So what's at the root of this machlokes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yossi? Omrei Shlokesh machlokes is bi'arba v'chamishei varim. If you understand why Rav Yossi says he's only chayav one, the case is that he did halah on four or five complete total evarim, shleimim, as we say. Mar sover koin to Rav Yossi. Why is he chayav only one chatas for all these halos of all these evarim? Kiksiv lasos oso. When the Torah says in the parash of halah, vel pesach ol moed lo yivienu lasos oso lashem v'nichras ha'ish ha'hu me'amav. So the word oso, which we had already back on Daf Kuf Zayin in the drasha of Rabbi Shmuel, that al sholem hu chayev enu chayev al choser. So the pasuk oso tells us sholem, that you have to have something complete, and if it's choser, if it's missing, then you're not chayev. Akol behemaksiv. Now, Rabbi Yossi, according to Reish Lakish, comes along and he says that this also reflects itself on the entire behema, as if to say that he has to be male the entire behema, the behema shlema. He's not chayev on a behema chasera. Therefore, four or five halos of evare behema achas, it's all really one halah, and he's only chayev one. And that means, again, that this pasuk oso is teaching us that you need sholem, that the halah b'chutz yechayev for is because it's sholem, and he's not chayev al-chaser, so it means he has to have a behemah shlema. So only if he's male behemah shlema is he chayev. If you take apart the animal piece by piece, that's not a behema shlema, he can't be chayev. So after he finishes all these halos four or five times of the evar behema, finally he gets to the point where he can be chayev for halah, again one halah of oso, of a complete behema shlema. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're only chayev achas. Mar sover, what does Rabbi Shimon hold? If he's machayev a separate chatas for each evar, and each Aver, he holds that the Pasuk Oso, which exempts the Halah in a case of a Dover Chaser, Akol Aver V'Averksiv. It's not on the Behemah, but rather on each Aver. In other words, every Aver requires Oso, requires to be Sholem. And therefore, if the Aver is Chaser, he's Potter. But let's say he brings Bachutz, an entire Aver Sholem, and he's Chayev, even though he wasn't Mala the entire Behema. So basically, the Machayev here of Halah, according to Rav Shimon, is each Aver as an independent entity. So, Kol Aver, Nechsheves LaHalah B'fnei Atzma. So, therefore, if he was Mala four or five Avarim, he's going to be Chayev a Korbachatas for each one of these Avarim. Aval Aver Echad. Let's say he took an Aver and he cut it up into smaller pieces and he did many different halos, multiple halos on that same Aver. Is divrei hakol einu chayev ela achas. Everyone would agree, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Shimon, that he's only chayev one. He's not going to be chayev a separate chatos for each halos, each chaticha, because here the Torah says, lasos oso, and we darsh him from that that you need a dover sholem, and you're not chayev for chosen. So here we need an entire Aver. So if you have chatichos of one Aver, and there were many, many multiple halos for each chaticha, is the halacha is that everybody agrees he's only chayav achas. So let's just review what we know so far according to Reish Lakish, and then we'll go on to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish understands that the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi in the case of Arba v'chamisha Ivorim, where he's Mala and he's Choser and he's Mala, is that Rabbi Yossi understood that the Chiyuv is for the entire behema. That's Halah. And that's the Pasuk Oso. And you need a behema Shlema. According to Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, it's Al-Kol Eiver V'Eiver, the Pasuk of Oso, that excludes and exempts the case of halos dover chaser is I'll call aver v'aver, meaning that each aver has to be sholem and it can't be chaser. But if he went ahead and he was mala full aver, it was sholem and not chaser, then he's chay for each aver. However, as Reish Lakish points out, if he was mala smaller chatichos of one aver in many different multiple halos, then according to everyone, bein Reb Yossi, bein Reb Shimon, he's only going to be chayev one. He's only chayev on the halah of the entire aver, but not on each chaticha unto itself, because the Torah says oso. And we say that oso means a dover sholem as opposed to a dover chasim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, bein l'Rabbi Shimon, in the case of karbonis that was shechted outside the Azara, he's going to be chayev on a halos ever sholem. The p'tur of chaser, which is derived from the pasuk lasos oso, is on an ever chaser, and there's no machlokes in that regard. So we need an ever sholem and not an ever chaser. So what is the machlokes? Machlokes be'ever echad, the ever of a carbon that was shechted inside the azara. And now the din of this carbon is that it should be muktar al gabi mizbeach. And now he cuts it up and he's mala b'chutz in many different halos of each one of an aver. Demar sover kointu b'shimin, the chiv chatos, as we said, is on each halah unto itself. Why? Because muktari pnim shechasru behelu bachutz chayav, meaning if he shechted it inside the azara, that's called muktari pnim, and now something is missing from the aver, and he puts it on a quasi mizbeach bachutz, he's chayav achatas. That's according to Reb Shimon. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds that once the shechita was done in the Azara, there's no longer a p'tur, an exclusion of chaser. And therefore, if he's mala each chaticha of an aver, each halah is considered an aver b'fnei atzma to mechayev him a chatas for each halah. Because again, once the shechita was done inside, and every part and parcel of the basar has to be muktar on the mizbeach, then there's no p'tur of a davar chaser. And we'll try to clarify this as we go along. But Mar Savar Patur, according to Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, he says that you chayv one chatas on all the halos, because he holds that even the evarim of a carbon that was shechted inside, there's a p'tur of davar chaser, and therefore he's going to be potter on the halah bachutz if it's a davar chaser, and therefore when he does many multiple halos of different chatichos of ever echad, it's all considered halah achas because it's still a psul of chaser. We need a sholem.
So he only brings one chatas.
Aval biarba v'chamisha evarim divri akol chayv akol evar ve'evar. If he was male b'chutz, many different evarim shlemim, is everyone agrees that he's chayv for each evar. The p'tur of a davar chaser is within one evar, not the way Reish Lakish had it in the Shita Reb Shimon that you need. I'm sorry, in the Shita of Reb Yossi, that you need a Behema Shlema. Nobody, according to Reb Yochanan, maintains that you need a Behema Shlema. Everyone agrees that the Dover Chaser is referring to an Aver. And therefore the Mechayev is an Aver. And if he does Allah in each Aver, that's considered Allah b'fnei atzma, it's a separate independent Mechayev, and he brings a Chatas for each Allah for each Aver. Now let's just mention that there's a sugya back on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis, which is called Machzirin Pokim, which means if part of the korbanos that were on the Mizbeach, or parts of Evarim, fell off the Mizbeach during the Akhtar period, that's called Nitizu, Chelke Karbonos, or Chelke Evarim, El Gabi Mizbeach, during the Akhtar, is Chayv La'losim B'chazol Mizbeach, Machzirim Pokim. That's called Machzirim Pokim. And therefore, in the case of Muktare Pnim, where there's a din of Haktara on even an Aver Chaser, because once the Shechita generates a Chiyuv Halah and Haktara, Chiyuv Haktara, then that encompasses every single part of the Basar, even if it's an Aver Chaser. And that means, therefore, that you'd be Chayav Halah B'chutz, and that's the Shechita here of Reb Shimon, the way Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Shimon. The Pasuk Lasos Oso, which the Gemara darshins to patter up a Dover Chaser in the case of Halah, that's talking about Mektari Chutz, which means that the Shechita took place outside of the Azara. Now this reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva back on Daf Kuv Zayin, and Rashi interprets Rabbi Akiva that Yechayev in Mala B'chutz for Muktari Pnim Shechasru. In other words, if the Shechit took place inside, he'll be Chayev Allah even in a case of Chaser. And Rashi interprets that's a case where his Mala B'chutz, those Evarim that were on the Mizbech and then fell off the Mizbech. And we're not sure why Rashi had introduced that hechetim to that particular scenario. So the Taras HaKodesh says that the Gemara here that we're learning now on Kuf Ches Amid Beis proves that Yechayev on Muktari Pnim Shechasru. And that's irrelevant to whether it was on the Mizbech and Paku. It's Lav Dafka Pokim. So then, why does Rashi insist back there in the Mishnah on Kuv Zayin that we have to interpret Pokim? And the answer is because Rashi wants to interpret the words of Rabbi Akiva, who says that Yechayev on Halos Muktari Pnim Shechasru, meaning once the Shechita was inside, Yechayev for Halos Chutz on parts, on Chaser. Even according to the Shita, which is really the Shita of Reb Shimon, according to Ula at least, that the Ptur of Dover Chaser is Pachos Mikizayis. And here there's no Svar to be Mechayevin, as Tosus points out. Therefore Rashi says, we're talking about Hela B'chutz, Es Haivarim, which Haivarim is even Mala B'chutz, that Paku Mibifnim, that they were on the Mizbech and they came off the Mizbech. And since inside the Azara there would be a chiv to be mal of them, that's called machzirim pokim, is therefore even if they're, and that's true, even if they're smaller than the size, the volume of a kezayis, he's going to be chayev for less than a kezayis on Allah b'chutz. Here on the other hand, Reb Shimon is mechayev halos muktari pnim shechasru, and it's lav dafka b'pokim. Reb Shimon is just simply saying that since the Shechita took place inside, Now the Basar is Roi L'Mizbeach. The halah will apply even to cases where it's not on the Mizbeach. As we can use the conceptual underlying principle of Machzir and Pokim, we don't need the Metzius here of Machzir and Pokim, but the very fact that there is such halacha Machzir and Pokim indicates that every single part of the Evrei HaBasar, whether they're chaser or not, generate a chiyuv haktor, and therefore chiyuv halah bachutz. So now we have Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara goes on to present a third shita in the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, Upliga de Ula. No, Ula disagrees with both Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer Ula, Hakolmo de Vimukhtari Pnim Shechasu Vehela Bachut Shechayev. Both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agree that if the shechita took place inside the Azara, then he's chayef halah b'chutz, even in chasru. There's no p'tur of chaser, and that's not even an issue. Lo nechleku ele b'muktari chutz, if the shechita took place outside the azor, shechasru v'hela b'chutz. Is there a p'tur here of chaser? Mar sover patur, Rabbi Yossi holds that the chiyuv chatos achas. Rabbi Yossi says that Yochayv Chatas Achas for all the halos, he holds that is a p'tur of halos ever chaser in the case of a carbon that was shechted chutz lazora, and therefore if he's mala kama chaticho shal ever echad bekama halos, it's all considered one halah, and he's chayv one chatas. Mar sover chayv Rabbi Shimon holds Yochayv on each one of the halos, he holds that Yochayv on halos ever chaser, even though the shechita took place outside the Azara, and therefore when he's mala each chaticha, it's considered halah b'fnei atzma, and he's chayav for the halah of each chaticha chaticha. Ikad diyamei omer Ula, another version of Ula's statement, is hakol modim, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon agree, b'muktare chutz, shechasru, vehelu b'chutz, shu patur. Now we're going towards the opposite end of the spectrum, that if the shechita took place outside the Azara, then he's going to be potter for halah in the case of chasru, in a davar chaser. Lo nechleku ela b'muktari pnim. Dafka in the case where the shechita took place inside the Azara, shechasru v'hela b'chutz, then he takes part of an aver, and he's malid bachutz. Mar sover potter, Rabbi Yossi says that he's potter. And how do we see this in Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says that he's chayev one chatas for all the halos, because he holds that there's a betur of halos chutz, shechosru, in a case of muktari pnim. And therefore all the halos of all these different small pieces of chatichos is considered one halah, and he's chayev chatas, because otherwise there's a p'tur of chaser. Umar echatos means one chatos. Umar sovar chayev. Rabbi Shimon holds that you chayev on each halah separate chatos, because he holds that muktari pnim is lo nevar a p'tur shel davar chaser. So there's no p'tur of davar chaser if the shechita took place inside the azara, and therefore each halah is considered a separate avera unto itself, and he's chayev achatos for each halah and each halah. Upligi davua dishmuel al lishna kama diula. And the father of Shmuel disagrees with the first version of Ula. And why is that? Because he holds that everybody agrees. I'm sorry, because what I meant to say is Ula, according to the first Lishna, holds that everybody agrees in Muktari Pnim, if the Shechita took place inside, then there's no Psul, or Hafkash, I should say, of Chaser. It's the Omar Avuah Dishmuel, Keman Mahadrinon, Pokin, Legabi Mizbeach, according to which Tana does the halacha require that if pieces, evarim, of karbonos fall out, nitazu, mel gabim mizbeach, that we have to put them back onto the fire, Kiman de lo k'Rav Yosi, whoever holds that pokim madrinon, meaning that the smaller evarim that fell off the mizbeach have to be placed back onto the mizbeach, that's against Rav Yosi, because Avud Shmuel understands the machlok shin Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon in the case of muktari pnim, where the shkita took place inside the azara, kirab Yochanan. But according to the second lashon of Ula, that Rav Yosi holds that Yechayev one chatas for all of them, because the ptur of halas ever chaser of muktari pnim bachutz, there's a ptur of chaser. Therefore, it seems that Rav Yosi holds that bifnim ein machzirin pokim. That's Avuah d'Shmuel. Because since if he would hold machzirin pokim, you'd have to put it back onto the mizbech when it fell off, then there's a shema ktorah on a dover chaser bifnim, and therefore he should be chayv bachutz. But since Avuah d'Shmuel holds that Rav Yosi patas male bachutz, is it must mean that muktari pnim shechasru? Where do we see the machlokas here between Avuah d'Shmuel and Ula? Avuah d'Shmuel says that according to Rav Yosi, in the case of male bachutz, when the shechit took place inside, if it was chaser yepatur. Whereas Ula, at least according to the first Lishna, says that the machlokas is dafka in the case of muktari chutz, where the shechit took place outside the azor. In the case of muktari pnim, even Rav Yosi is moda, he's chai for dover chaser, and that's against Avuah d'Shmuel. Now in the Mishnah we learned the case of Eino chai v'atshiyala el rosh hamizbech, Rav Shimon omer afilu hel al sela o Allah Evan Chayv, the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon about Allah, was it on a mizbeach? He created his own makeshift mizbeach outside of the Azora, or it's anywhere, even on a sela or an Evan, that's the sheet of Rav Shimon. And the Gemara now wants to clarify what's the source for these various sheetas as to whether you're only Chayv Chutz Dafka on a mizbeach or even al gabi sel. Amar Rav Huna, my time under Rav Yosi. What's the explanation for Rav Yosi who holds that you're not chayiv until you are mala bachutz on a mizbeach? Tichsiv, the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, after Noach came out of the teva, vayiven Noach mizbeach l'Hashem, vayikach mikol ha-behema tahora, u'mikol ha-of hator vayal olos b'mizbeach. And we derive from this that even in the case of a bamas yochid, a person is makriv on a bamas yochid outside of the kodesh, and it's not considered Allah unless it was al gabi mizbeach. And since we find that even with regard to Allah bachutz, you need a mizbeach im kain, if that be the case, then even in an iser halas chutz, it's not considered Allah unless he was malad al gabi mizbeach. Now Noach, it says vayiven Noach mizbeach. What kind of mizbeach we talking about? We're talking about a boma, otherwise known as a boma ketana, because it's only for a private use. And during the time of heter bomas, a person builds a boma for himself. That's called a bomas yachid, or otherwise known as a boma ketana. Once Bnei Yisrael enter into the land, they have a period of time until they build the Mishkan in Shiloh, and that's a slice of time called Heter Bomos, means you can set up your own Boma Ketana. Now, Rav Huna is claiming that according to Rav Yosi, since Noach built a Mizbeach, which is called a Bomas Yochid, then so too in the case of Halah Bechutz, you're not going to be chayev, it's not called halah, unless you build a mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Rabbi Shimon, this is all good according to Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi requires mizbeach for halah bachutz, but in the case of Rabbi Shimon, you chayev even al gabi selah. And where does that come from? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Tichsiv, it says with regard to Manoach, the father of Shimshon, after he was told by the Malach that he's going to have a child, it says, Vayikach Manoach Eskdi Ha'izim Vesamincha Vayal Al Hatzur Lashem. So it's clear from this pasuk that Manoach did not build him his Beach, but rather he was Male Al Hatzur on a Selah. And nevertheless, the Navi calls it a Halah. Vayal. So since we see here that there's a Ktara on a Bamas Yochin, and it's considered Allah, even though there's no Mizbech, it says Al-Atsur, we can derive the conclusion that Allah's Chutz is considered Allah even without a Mizbech. And he's Chayav if he was Mala even on a Sela. Now we've already mentioned in the past the Machlokes, whether it's Dafka Sela Evan or even on the floor itself. The Idach Nami, Reb Shimon as well, how is he going to answer this question of Maila Le'evin Chayav V'aksiv Ayiven Mizbach Lashem? With regard to Noach, it says Vayiven Noach Mizbach Lashem, and that would seem to indicate that you definitely need a Mizbach, even though we're talking about a Bomas Yochid. And the Gemara answers, Hahu, that Mizbech, which was built by Noach, it wasn't built because he was chayav to be makav a korban, and therefore he needed a Mizbech, but rather, govha bi'alma. Don't take the word Mizbech in the pasuk Vayiven Noach Mizbech as a halachic category. The word Mizbech means an elevated place. That's called govha bi'alma, which is a little easier to use. And it may look like a mizbeach in a certain sense because it's gavoah, it has height, but it's not a mizbeach. Because again, according to Reb Shimon, we don't need a mizbeach. We could be chayav and it could be considered Allah, even al gabi ha'evan. Of the idach nami Rabbi Yossi, how is he going to interpret l'shitoso? Why that you need a mizbeach ha'ksiv, vayikach manoach, etc. vayal atzur? So if the parasha Noach was a little bit challenging for Reb Shimon, the parasha of Manoach is a little bit challenging for Reb Yossi. And the Gemara answers that we don't derive any conclusions from the parasha of Manoach because there the din is Horas Shohoisa. It was for the need of the hour that they were able to lift the Iser. I'm not sure. You know, you're talking about a Bomas Yochid, which according to the Shita of Yossi requires a Mizbeach. I'm not sure if we're talking about an Iser here. When I said a Rosh Hashanah Hoysa, could be that the Gemara has in mind a Rosh Hashanah to validate the Korban, even though there was no Mizbeach. But we're not dealing with an issue of a violation of Halah here, in the case of Tzur, which is the Pasuk of Ayala Tzur El Hashem in the case of Manoach, because Adarabba, Rabbi Yossi holds that you're only Chayev Falos Chutz if you set up a Mizbeach. So if Tzur is not a Mizbeach, then there is no violation of Allah. So you can't claim, you can't condemn Manoach for halos chutz. So I think the Rosh Shahaisa means to generate, so to speak, a kium carbon without a mizbeach. And that, according to Rabbi Yossi, is a gewaldige chiddush, and it's based on a Rosh Shah. Now again, why the Rosh Shah was necessary, were there chiyuvim here of carbon and there was no possibility of setting up a mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi, why didn't they just set up a mizbeach? Why did they need a Horas Shah? Ibai Seyma, now the Gemara has another source for the Shita of Reb Shimon. Hainu Tami the Reb Shimon. Why does Reb Shimon say that even if you are Malal Gabi Sel Yechayv Kedisanya? We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, in the pasuk it says in Vayikra Yitzay Vezoraka Kohenes Hadom Al Mizbach Hashem Pesach Ol Moed, Viktira Chelev L'Reach Nichoch L'Hashem. And the emphasis here is on the old Moed. Dafka, in the old Moed, there's a Chiyuv to be Makriv on a Mizbeach, the Ein Mizbeach Bebama. In other words, if you're talking about what we call the Bamas Yachid, or a Bama Ketana, then there's no Mizbeach. And that's why Rav Shimon drops the requirement of Mizbeach for the Chiyuv Halah. Lefichach, he says, Hela al Sela or al Evan Chayav. So in other words, since the Torah went out of its way to tell me that Dafka b'ol Moed, then there's a Chiyuv to be Makrav on the Mizbeach, it implies that outside of the Ol Moed, what we call a Bama, Bama Ketana, Bama Siyachid, there is no requirement of Ola, of Ol Moed. And therefore there's no Chiyuv Mizbeach as far as Bama is concerned, and therefore the Halo would be Chayiv even without a Mizbeach on Sela or on Evan. Now the Gemara Sakasha, since the Braisa says Ein Mizbeach b'Bama, that's explicit in the Braisa, then we're talking about a person who was Makriv his Karban at the time of Heter Bamos. And therefore the question arises, why does the Braisa tell us that the Mala al ha sela chayav, after all yatsa mi boile, the Braisa should have said yatsa, it shouldn't have told you chayav, which is mashba that he violated some sort of an isun. So the Gemara answers hachi kamar, this is what the Braisa has to be interpreted, lefichach, meaning since at the time of heter bamos it's considered aktara b'bama, and it has the Chal Shem Akhtara, and you don't need a Mizbeach, is therefore B'shas Iser Bamos, Hela Ala Sela Ala Evan Chayov. Let's see if we could just finish up the next few lines to get to the Mishnah. Boy, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that you're, even in the case of a Bama, you need a Mizbeach, and it's not enough to have an Evan or a Sela. Is what else should we require to set up a Mizbeach? Keren? Do we need four kronos? Do we need kevesh? Do we need the ramp? Yesod? That's the part that swings around the Mizbeach towards the bottom of the Mizbeach. It's amal, amal. And then ribua, the Mizbeach has to be absolutely square. Yizmau shi'akvu b'boma. Do we say that since we have all these requirements in the case of Mizbeach, then according to Rabbi Yossi, when you chayev four chutz, you should also set up all these requirements of keren, kevesh, yisod, and ribua. All of these, by the way, are formulated on daf samach beis. Yizmau shi'akvu b'boma. Do we say that since you need a Mizbeach and a Bama, then you need all these requirements? And again, the flip side, you'll only be Chayv Halo B'chutz if you have all these requirements fulfilled. And the Gemara answers, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya says to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Keren V'Kevesh V'Ribua V'Yisod, Ma'akvin. And what does that mean, Ma'akvin? Not only in the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan, that was back in the Midbar, but even B'Bama Gedola, even in Nov Givon, and certainly Shiloh, when the Beis HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim, this is called B'Bama Gedola, the Ein Ma'akvin B'Bama Ketana. So the Gemara is offering the following chiluk, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi requires a Mizbeach, even in the case of a Bama, to the exclusion of an Evan or a Sela, but it depends. If we're talking about a real bona fide Mizbeach, what we call a Bama Gedola, for example, in the Mishkan, that was certainly a Mizbeach on a Bama Gedola, or in Nov Givon, how much more so in Shiloh or the Beis HaMikdash B'Yerushalayim. In those cases, we really need and fulfill all the enumerated and nuances of conditions that require to Mizbeach. And we mentioned four of them. But as far as a Bama Ketan is concerned, although you require a physical Mizbeach, but if a Yochid is creating this Bama Ketana for himself, again at the time of Heter Bamos, he does not have to create a Mizbeach that has all these dimensions to it that are so critical, the Keren and the Kevesh, the Ribua, the Yisod. That's not all going to be Ma'akev in the case of a Bama Ketana. And this leads us to the Mishnah on Daf, Kuf Vav Amen Aleph. I'm sorry, Kuf Tes Amen Aleph, I meant to say. And Amir Tzeshev will cover that in the next year. I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a great Shabbos.